We are back live with a brand new episode for Nerd Empire Wrestling. I'm your host, guys, Jose Jimenez, and I'm here with my co-host, my brother, Donde Estás, aka Isaac. What's good, brother?
Yo, 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 yo. What's the word, my guy?
I'm good, brother. How was your Sunday, man?
Not bad. Not bad. And yours, sir?
It was good, my brother. It was good. Great day, beautiful weather out here in Jersey. We were blessed today.
That's right. East Coast has some good weather out here.
Yeah, man. Hopefully that's a sign of things to come, man. You know, it's been some pretty like up and down weather. We usually get like a 60-degree weather, and then we'll get like 40 or 30-degree weather or some rain. So let's see.
Yeah, get out this cold. Mania season, right? It always starts to get warm come Mania. I mean, most times, sometimes it was cold at Mania, but.
Yeah, it was funny. I was thinking about that today because I was like, man, it's been 2 years since I went to Mania because I was close to the Meadowlands today when I went to the bookstore to pick up the new Young Bucks book. And I was like, man, this would be a good weather to have Mania outdoors, you know, like nice and cool, not windy, not cold, like a nice jacket hoodie weather where you could just sit outside, enjoy the weather, have a beer or two and just watch the event.
Yeah, I agree. I went to Armenia. It was pretty cold. I went for Rock versus Punk,
Yeah, you were there,
and
right?
that
For
was,
our first punk?
yeah, it was cold, man.
Yeah, it was freezing, I heard.
To see Punk out there in his underwears, I mean, pretty much
Pretty,
wrestling.
you know they got like a massive heater though, ringside though, Isaac.
Do they? I would. They'll hope so.
Yeah, when I went, like I got to see the ringside loop. They got like this, like it's on the tower and the lights. They got like implemented heater there, but those lights are about 90 to close to 100 degrees on the actual
That's
ring,
true.
so it's hot.
Good, because that shit was great.
Yeah, no, everywhere else in the stadium, you're suffering, bro, because open roof stadiums, forget it, but you're gonna get killed in it. When I went to New Orleans, it was nice. You know, it was crazy because it was downpouring, bro. When I went into New Orleans, it was like it literally like right before the show started, we lined up and I went with my boy at the time. Shout out to my boy Andy. We got there and we were like, yo, it's gonna pour, dog. So let's go to an entrance where they have a roof. Because if not, we're gonna go into Mania drenched and you're gonna be uncomfortable because they're gonna have that air conditioner at full speed, you know? Because you're talking about 60, 70,000 people inside the football stadium, a dome.
Oh, right.
Yo, bro, we got in there. People were drenched, bro, drenched. The lines to the bathroom were at least two hour wait. So it's like, forget about it. Like, forget about using a bathroom at Mania, bro. Like, you either have to hold it till you get to your hotel room or go before you have to, before you head to the event and don't eat nothing crazy. Because if not, you're gonna suffer, bro. It's gonna be a bad experience overall.
Hey man, sometimes that's why Mania or any show at that, sometimes the best seat is the seat at your house.
Yeah.
Sometimes just watching it from home plays out better, man. You get a better view and you get to go to the bathroom. You don't
True.
have to
True.
wait for no lines. So all those experiences are fun. I don't think how much do they have to worry about that this year, because we are talking about Fastlane today. And Fastlane is done in the Performance Center, correct?
I think is they moved. I think they're in Tampa.
Or
They're in
right,
the
they're in
Devil
that
Ray Stadium.
exactly. So is Mania is gonna have this outdoor feeling this year, or is Mania gonna feel like last no, because they're doing like 20,000 people or something like that,
Yeah,
right?
Mania's gonna be outdoors. It's gonna be in Raymond James Stadium where the Super Bowl was at this year.
That's right.
So it's gonna be an outdoor feel. But again, you're talking about weather in South Florida compared to weather up in northern New Jersey. You get me? Like it's gonna be a lot better. You get me? Like the experience is gonna be a lot better. I also got some clarification from from Gene. You know Gene, right?
Yes.
Brother Wade, from Big Heck and Wade Adventures. He's going to Mania. So the cool thing is he hit me up and he gave me some speculation of what's going to go down, Isaac, for me. I remember how we were like kind of wondering what this is all going to look like. So
Okay.
it's going to be 40,000 people for both nights, meaning they're going to have 20,000 one night, 20,000 the next night. So altogether, they're expecting 40,000, but you're going to be in a pod, meaning they're selling single tickets for your own pod. And they're selling double for both nights. So you'll have the same seats in a pod. So you'll be socially distanced from other people, but you'll have your own little station.
Okay, Okay.
Right. So they're going to give you a mask, right? They're going to give you some other stuff to make sure that you're safe. They're also, I'm pretty sure, I was reading, they're going to regulate the restroom situation. So they're going to have people there pretty much not rushing you, but letting you know, like, hey, you got to be in and out. Boom, 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 get out. They're going to have that socially distance. And I think they're going to have different restrooms open. So literally, you don't have to worry about waiting in line, not being socially distanced inside the actual stadium, and have to worry about catching something or getting sick. But that's so far what I heard. You get me? And NXT is going to be 2 nights also. So NXT is going to be Wednesday and Thursday on USA.
Got it. So pretty much a whole week of wrestling.
Whole week of wrestling. A whole week of wrestling, brother.
Pretty much, yeah. So, all right.
It's gonna be
Well, that's
crazy.
good. That's cool to know. I'm glad he gave us some information.
Yeah,
Shout out to
yeah.
Gene.
Yeah, shout out to Gene. Thank you, brother. But yeah, man. I don't even, to be honest though, like, I don't even know what it's gonna look like ticket wise for the CWC when it comes to getting into NXT. I don't know if that's gonna be a closed off show, or they're just gonna let fans in that you know how some season ticket fans that they do that, people that have been going to the Performance Center before they blew up and they were filming NXT, like
Sure,
the
sure.
founding fathers kind of thing. I don't know if
Okay.
those only going to be the fans that are going to be able to go in, but I haven't found out any news about that yet, brother.
Yeah, well, if we find out anything, we'll definitely
Absolutely.
give everybody
Absolutely.
the 401 on that.
Yeah. So how was your experience with Fastlane, bro? Were you excited going into the card today?
I was excited just because it's something to watch on a Sunday, and I love wrestling, so what better sometimes what better to watch on a Sunday night to start up for your week is at least a decent pay-per-view, right? So yeah, with that being said, in that sense I was, but like match wise or like story wise just knowing that you could be divulging more attention into like the building of Mania, I wasn't, what I mean? I wanted to get over with this pay-per-view, but I was still hoping for something entertaining.
Yeah, no, I kind of felt the same way. When I think Road to WrestleMania, I think, this is your shot to get everybody hyped, right? This is your shot to get everybody super excited, to kind of see what they're going to be in for come that weekend, and not to sound negative or anything, because that's not what we do. We're here to break down the show, and we're here to give our honest opinions. I feel like they missed the mark a lot on this, because
Hell yeah.
they left a lot of question marks going into, Mania and what they're trying to do, period. When you think of, this is the go home show for Mania. This is the go home pay-per-view, the way we have go home shows during the week. And the whole thing is just get everybody hyped. If I was sitting here and I bought a ticket to Fastlane, and I'm going into WrestleMania, I'm going in there with a lot of speculation, to be honest.
I hear you on that. Yeah, I think they only did it with one match tonight. I guess that's the Orton and the Return of the Fiend, which we'll get into in a little while. But I agree with you. I don't think they left much to the imagination. I mean, I think maybe one or two things, but we'll get into it. We're gonna go down the card real quick and.
So let's kick it off with the kickoff show. Isaac, we got to see Mustafa Ali against Matt Riddle for the US title. And this, and I,
Yeah,
you
I missed most of this match when I text you,
know.
but I saw a nice portion at the end and
Well,
what
the ending was
happened
the most
then,
important part,
right?
right?
What did you think of this? Because you saw most of
Ooh,
it.
honestly, a good match. Really good match. I like Mustafa Ali. I'm a big fan of his. I like Retribution. I'm gonna be honest with you. I like Retribution. I think Retribution could be something special if they did it the right way. You got guys that can go on there, and a female that can go on there with Mia Yim. I don't know why they're not using these guys the way they meant to be used. I think the names are stupid. I think the way they treat them week in and week out is just dumb. And I just think the way they're treating Mustafa Ali is also disrespectful. And I get it's part of the story, but we were talking about Mustafa Ali a year ago winning the world title at WrestleMania. That was speculation. That was something that was going to happen if he stayed healthy. you know, and now this guy is in the bowels of the mid card, maybe even lower with that, with a faction where that has good talent that can't get over. And I think a lot of that is the is to the writers. I think this should be a faction that you can use and to your advantage. I think you can use this faction to get underappreciated wrestlers that are not getting their due on the mid card or on the main roster. I think a lot of guys should be on this faction. I think Ricochet, I think all the other, I'm just thinking of the potential, you know, and I just think tonight could have been a great night for them not to break up this faction, but to build onto this faction. I think if they would have had Ali win the US title, I think this could have really started something special and you could have repaired some of the damage that you did to this faction moving forward. But they decided to go a different way and decided to break it up, which I don't know what's going to happen from here on out, you know, but I just feel like they really dropped the ball with Retribution. How do you feel about everything overall though, brother?
Yeah, I thought they dropped the ball with this group a long time ago. I've never really been too much of a fan of it because I think the mask and, like you said, the names is like not doing it for me. But what it felt like today was, it felt like, I guess, Shane Thorne, right? That's who's under, that's Slapjack?
Slapjack, yeah.
Shane Thorne, right? I guess he would be, it looked like he would be going single, and Mace and Teabag. No, not Teabag, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mace and T-Bar. Yes.
That was good. I don't care, bro. That was good.
Yeah, but I meant to say T-Bar. Mason T-Bar, it looks like they're going to be a tag team. That's what I got off of that chokeslam, that double chokeslam.
That was dope.
I could see Vince being like, this is a tag team. I think this segment would have worked better if they would all took, if they would have unmasked themselves. Like, threw the mask on the floor. On some,
good
like,
point.
You
know, fuck, I didn't this, think of that. Good.
Fuck these masks. Because, like, I'm cool if you guys want to be called Retribution. I'm even fine with you guys wanting to run together. But what I cannot get over is your names. And no, wait. The mask I can't get over. But what's worse than the mask is the fucking names. All their names.
Yeah. Terrible.
You know?
Terrible.
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing. And how is it that you say they... Ali wants his name to be said? Because people have been calling him Mustafa, but it's really...
I know, because I call him Mustafa Ali. I mean, it's easier for me to pronounce it. That's the way I know him from the Indies and when he came over on the Cruiserweight Classic. But yeah, I think it's Mustafa Ali. So I don't quote him.
Is it Mustafa?
Mustafa?
Yeah, Mustafa Ali. Mustafa.
Mustafa Ali? Mm-hmm.
I think it's Mustafa. I think you may have it right there. But yeah, he's dope, man. I think I would have wanted to see Ricochet in some type of group or something just to help Ricochet out. I always said Ricochet should have turned heel and get himself a good female manager or whatever representative. But yeah, it is what it is. Whatever, Ricochet come. I mean, Riddle wins. And that's it with the pre-show, basically, right?
That was pretty much end of pre-show. I mean, Riddle retained the belt.
And then,
backstage, he cut that weird promo, remember?
Oh, yeah, okay. But Ali, yeah, basically Ali gets beat up, and then Mace and this guy, whatever.
T-Bar.
I don't know, maybe the whole group's broken up or not. I don't know. And then, like you said, that little segment with Shinsuke and Riddle was, oh my god, what are they doing?
It's awful. I mean, I feel like they're going into the, what's the word I'm looking for here, into that category that they're trying to use Riddle as this like surfer
surf dude, yeah,
kind of like stoner, you know, where he's just like off it with reality. You get me?
Yeah,
right?
But it's like, it's not. It's like 80s stoner.
Yeah.
It's like it's not even like a it's like the most cliche thing,
yeah, very cliche,
that you can do, you know, the most tropey shit. Like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it at all. I don't understand why he has to do that just because he says bro, and they feel like, what is your character? His character, that he's a UFC motherfucker who says bro, that's it. That's his character, that he whoops ass. He's a fucking cool Ken Shamrock, or he's like a hybrid between Ken Shamrock and RVD. Nigga, run with that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of him. And then hit him on a scooter on top of that, trying to pitch ideas. It's just stupid, man. Like, it doesn't make absolutely any sense what they're trying to promote with his character. I just think it's like, is a cop out, or like, it's easy. You get me? It's easy to do that, but that's not who he is. You're 100% right, man. He's different. He's something that, we really haven't seen in a long time since the Von Erich. One of the Von Erichs that wrestled barefooted and had his own character and his own gimmick. I
Right,
just
Von
think
Erich.
it's stupid, man. It's just like, leave him the way he's been coming up from the indies, throwing the sandals, just saying bro, and go into his UFC background because he's a badass, bro. Like, if you're talking about badasses like Brock, whatchamacallit, Shamrock and all these guys that came into the business with MMA backgrounds. Let it, like leave it. Lashley's also a guy with an MMA background. You don't see, they're not tinkering and doing things with him. Like, I feel like Riddle should be held to that same respect those guys are held to.
Yeah, but he was a NXT guy.
Yeah, he was
That's the
Triple H's
difference
thing. Yeah.
between him and all those other guys. He was a NXT guy, so Vince always has to try to tamper with the NXT guys. And who are you? Well, I don't know, Vince. Stop trying to figure out who these guys are. If you would have tuned into NXT and saw your product, your own product, you wouldn't have to be trying to recreate Keith Lee and these people who already Triple H already did the thing for you, the alley-oop. He gave you the alley-oop. I really they given they in this pay-per-view they showed, and they've been showing it on Raw too, the Rhea Ripley pro little video packages that she's coming. And it just is very scary for her because I could see them saying, "Who are you?"
Yeah.
And it's like, if you don't know who she is, she was in WrestleMania last year. But that don't matter. I could say that and someone could say, yeah, well, she was on Mania. They should know. No. Common sense tells you that, but this is not how they roll. They don't roll like that. You hit that main roster and it's like amnesia. Like nothing you did in NXT. It's like nothing you did in NXT exists to them. And it's so stupid because NXT is theirs. If they want to do that to someone coming in from the outside, like when AJ came in from New Japan and it took a long time, like maybe when the Shinsuke feud came, then they started mentioning AJ's Japan shit, or like what's his name on Graves, and on commentary he would mention like that he's a world-renowned wrestler and stuff like that, giving hints to it. But they don't do shit like that, so
Yeah.
nothing, I don't know, nothing's effective.
No, nothing effective. I feel like they damaged their own product. Triple H did a lot of the heavy lifting. He a lot of these guys that he brought in, like Riddle, Keith Lee, they're established. They've already had the pedigree that's needed to survive in the business and to be successful. And they were stars before they got here,
But
on another brand.
not to cut you off, but they were stars as far as like maybe in ring shit. But when they get NXT, Triple H already molds them to getting ready for the right main roster. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't have that extra, that thing. Like AJ was on TV on TNA, so it was like he had. I guess he was a little more ready for TV than the rest of them. Maybe that's how he worked that into his contract. But some of these guys kind of need that NXT before going to the main roster. And granted, Keith Lee has been doing his thing for years, but he needed that little that little stint at NXT to really like fine tune what he was doing. And when they get to the main roster, the jury's not out on my man fucking Damian Priest. But let's see. Right now he was doing okay, but let's just
I
see.
mean,
Let's just
we can go all day with that. I mean,
yeah.
like, I mean, look at Joe, for example.
Oh yeah, but he's injury prone
He's injury prone
at this point in
at
his
this point in
age.
his career. Yeah, I just think though they could have used him a little bit better, in my opinion. You get me?
Yeah. But the one thing I am happy about is that he gets to do one of the things he's really good at, and that's talk. And I think a lot of people, just because me and you or a lot of wrestling fans know how many classic matches he's had, we're a little disappointed. But in reality, some of that love that we have from him, a lot of it came from his promos, but Joe's a phenomenal promo. And sometimes he's so good in the ring, it overshadows the fact that he's a great promo.
I think Joe's one of those guys that I don't think he could have. I'll be honest, this is just my opinion. I don't think he should have been commentating. I think he would have been a good mouthpiece for a faction. You know, I think he could have been a good mouthpiece for another wrestler, you know.
It's still time for that.
Just, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm hoping that
I get what you mean, though.
From what I read, though, Isaac, he's not done wrestling. This is not something that he's going to continue to do. You get me? Like, he's not going to continue to sit ringside and commentate. He said once he's healthy, he wants to get back in there.
As I agree with him.
You know?
I don't think I feel like I feel seen the last of him.
No, no.
we didn't even talk about Fastlane.
Right. But we're going to go to the next match with a lot of talent from NXT since we were talking about NXT for a minute. This is the female tag match with Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Bianca Belair, and Sasha Banks.
Right.
This was, for me, this was cringeworthy, Isaac. I'm going to be honest. Like, I just feel like there's a lot of confusion into the feud. I think there's a lot of confusion for me with Bianca Belair. I'm sorry, with Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler together as a tag team. Like, do they get along? Do they like each other? Are they going to be super dominant? Are they not? You know, who is Nia Jax going to hurt next? You know, it's a lot. I was scared going into this match. And that's something that I wanted to text you and tell you, but I was like, I'll save it for the show. Like, I was scared, Isaac. Like, I was scared because I'm like, if Nia Jax hurts Bianca or Sasha, she could really ruin this paper, this WrestleMania match. You
yeah,
get me?
Yeah.
She could really throw a wrench into this title match at Mania. And I was like, please, just I hope they all come out healthy, and I hope everything kind of keeps moving forward because I really want to see the match between Bianca and Sasha. But I want to see Bianca break loose a little bit and just stop respecting Sasha. I want to see her just say, F this. I got my shot. I'm here to stay. And you know, I want that title, and I'm tired of seeing the whole, yeah, you know, you're the boss. I'm tired of seeing that shit. I want to see the old school way of it where I want your spot. I want your belt. You know what I'm saying? I came here for one reason and one reason only, is to be a champ and take over this company. And I'm not seeing that of Bianca. And that's why I'm excited for the match, because I know what both women are going to be able to do and how good they are, but I'm not liking the buildup. And I feel like this tag match could have helped out with that a little bit more, but I think it missed the mark. How do you feel?
You basically summed it all up, bro. My biggest thing that I was cringed about was the fact when she got pit, when Belair got pushed before Banks gets rolled up.
Mm-hmm.
After she gets pushed, she's just holding, like, she's like in disbelief, holding, covering her mouth. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Then this girl gets rolled up. They lose. They're doing their little face to face shit. And she gets mushed. Like, she puts her fingers in her head and pushes her head back, mush style, old school. Go to the store. I want the munchies. And you the herb. So you're going to run to the store
right.
on the way here.
Right.
Like, yo, she really sunned her, Debo style. And she was, like, in disbelief. And then slaps her to the floor in disbelief.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe that this athlete, like, I'm not saying – I'm not taking anything away from Banks because she's an athlete in her own mm-hmm. right. But Belair's an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Like
– Oh, yeah.
Like – for mm-hmm. real, like that would really stretch this girl in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just hard for me to believe that she was that much disbelief. And then she's like talking to herself as an anger, which I'm okay with, but she ain't even talking in a direction to the girl who just slapped her. It's just this WWE mentality, Vince or whoever it is backstage who producing this is like, You keep your eye on that WrestleMania signing. You talk to that WrestleMania signing. You just keep reminding people that's where it's she's pointing to the sign, saying to the sign basically like, oh, that's the night I'm gonna kick her ass. That's the night. And it's like, no, it's not. It's just not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I know you got to give me some type of dispense my belief in some fashion of the way, man. I know it's wrestling, but come on. You get slapped and you're talking to the sign. She could have done that same thing she was doing in the direction of Banks. So I don't want to go on a tangent with this. It was silly. I hate the way they're booking this match. I feel bad for Belair. Banks is a perfect heel. Belair is a perfect baby face.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so, Banks is a good heel too. I mean, Belair, but they got her in the baby face role. And I'm okay with that. But you guys could have done this a lot better, man. Just serve both of the girls better than this.
No, they did. They could have done this a lot better. I feel like this feud, could have been a whole lot better. And I feel like with a couple, what, 20 days till Mania, it's not enough time, you know, because it's the groundwork had to be laid out prior to this. And tonight should have been the statement, you know, like when I.
They're on SmackDown, right?
They're on SmackDown, yeah. You know, I want to see some grittiness out of Bianca. You get me? I want to see her put it through that post. I want to see her drag her by her hair and just ragdoll her. You get me? Like, I want to see that, you know, that Bull Nakamoto kind of style. You get me? Where I'm just going to ragdoll the hell out of you because I can. Because I'm a superior athlete. You know, that 450 was stupid athletic. You see how far Shayna Baszler was from the turnbuckle to hit that? Like, you know, like, Bianca has it. And I just feel like they're holding her back. You get me? And I just...
I think they think that this is a clever way to do this. I don't know.
I don't know, brother.
It's not doing it for me. And this is a really perfect match for them to get people hyped for Mania.
Yes.
It's like written in the stars. These two girls should go at it. They're like perfect to go at it. Like, it can't get any more perfect for them to do. And they're dropping the ball on this. Mm-hmm. Lovely.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm excited to see this match still. You get me? Just because of the potential that it has. I think this match could be boom or bust, right?
Match quality wise, they're going to give a absolutely. Show. I just don't like the, I don't like the build to this. And maybe this is going to look better when they turn it into a video package before the match at night. Like when they put the song to this and they do all the editing, it's probably gonna look really cool.
It probably will. We'll probably eat our words, you know. But
well, that the package, but doesn't mean
that's just their manipulation of the mind, you know.
Right, that they know how to you know, they know how to form those video packages. They're the best at it. No, there's no one better than them at that. Like. Right before the match, building up the match, and you know.
Honestly, now
I just really feel bad for both of them because I think they could really have a special thing. And as far as building it up, as of now, because I don't know how the next three SmackDowns are going to go, right? Because there's three more before Mania.
Yes.
It's like 3 weeks, so give or take, right? Three, right? If I'm wrong, but what are you guys going to do in three SmackDowns? You guys got to really push it fast because that's not enough time. Or in 2021,
yeah,
maybe it is enough time. Everything else, right? Is
we gotta wait and see.
So maybe that. Let's see.
But speaking of somebody who's benefited from really good video packages, Big E against Apollo Crews. Let me tell you something, man. I'm gonna go on the limb here and saying like this is probably one of the worst matches I've seen in a long time. I'll be honest. Like I really paid attention to this match. I'm looking at Apollo and I can't help to say is that I'm confused. You know, I like Apollo. I think Apollo has so much athleticism, promise, potential, and they just keep trying to see what sticks on the wall with him. And I think him now changing his the way he speaks, going into this gimmick, don't get me wrong, it looks fantastic. It looks great. Looks clean. I think he does a good job with his delivery on changing his tone. And I just didn't like the finish to this. I think this is something that it's just not hitting for me, man. It's another thing that's not hitting for me is Big E as IC champ. I don't see Big E as a guy that can hold a big title and carry it. You get me? I don't see him as the way I saw Kofi when he won the belt last year. You get me? I think Kofi, he can carry something on his own and be great. I just never saw that with Big E. Even when he was NXT champion, he would do like, what, the 4 or 5 count or the 6 count? I don't see it when he was with Dolph Ziggler as the muscle. It wasn't believable. I think he's great on the microphone. I think he's awesome. I just feel like his gear also, if you're going to create somebody with attitude, with power, and it – unresistible force, that gear has to go. I don't want to see you in pink and aqua blue. You get me? I just don't. That doesn't yell out fear. That doesn't yell out power. That doesn't yell out someone who I'm going to just be afraid of or who's going to carry a title. to the next, you know, to the next generation, or however long they want to give him the belt. Apollo, I feel like you're trying to see what sticks with him and what works. And I feel like if this doesn't work out for him with this gimmick, I feel like we might see the end of Apollo, because what else can you do with the man? You know, you tried it before when he was US champ. He had a little spark. He dropped that again. Now he started using this. This is it looks great, but I don't know if it's gonna hit the way it should. I think he needs, if anybody needs two other guys with him, is Apollo. You get me? I think if he uses two other NXT guys that are kind of buried on the roster and they can put him with him and he can use as his muscle, I think that'll be great. Kind of similar to what they did with Jinder Mahal, and he had the Singh brothers. Like, that worked. That took Jinder to another level, because it was awesome. Jinder was great as a heel, but having those two guys take the beatings that Jinder didn't have to take, it made a lot more sense. You get me? In that aspect where you were kind of like, okay, this is going to work for me. You know, and that's the best way that I can compare Apollo. But the finish was terrible. The count was so confusing. Like a six count. It was just awkwardly done. I feel like it was a botch. And I think Apollo saved him, because he improvised in that moment and just started beating Big E, because I think they knew that they botched the finish. But I really want to hear you, brother.
The video package was really good. As like I was just saying, and ideally this would be a good match, because both guys are talented. But I don't think it wasn't hitting, because I think we just seen a match with them.
We did.
What, am I wrong? Didn't they just do a match the other night?
I think 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
I don't know. I just seen them guys go at it so much times. I'm guessing they're going to do a stipulation match at one of the nights of WrestleMania. I'm guessing night one or something. I don't know. I like the Apollo gimmick. I hate the spear. I don't know why the fuck he needs the spear for. I think that shit is... I hate when they turn your race or your ethnicity or your culture. I hate when they turn that shit so into a gimmick. I don't think there's nothing more. I don't think there's something in wrestling that needs to stop more than that. Like, that's one of the giant things in wrestling that I think has always been an issue, no matter what time period it was in. It was always corny, and it's always been corny. Now, I think if you can do it in a way where it's not tasteless and it's done with quality, like most of this is, then it works. I don't think, well, I could talk about it later, but I don't think Drew McIntyre needs to come with a sword,
right?
You know, or whatever. Like, yeah, it's they turn your culture, your thing, into such a gimmicky thing, and I don't see why he has to have a spear. Now, if tomorrow Apollo Crews says that was his idea to do the spear, then that's on him. But I just feel like, and then I one other thing is, I hate that he had to turn into the real him, which is, he's saying he's African, right? And that's the way he talks. That's cool. But when he turns into the real him, in WWE's eyes, that means when he embraces his African side, he becomes into a heel.
It's confusing.
You get what I'm trying to say?
100%. I hear what you're saying.
Right, but I'm saying, like, how much times WWE is going to make somebody that's not born in this country heel, because they're not American. But because they're not American, they're heels. If you're a Russian, then he's a Russian bad guy. If he's African, he's an African bad guy. If you know, it's like, you don't see what's his name running around acting like a ninja.
It's bad.
What's his name?
Talking about Tozawa?
The old Spice commercial thing, little segment. Yeah, he's a fucking ninja. It's like, my God, man, we're living in a time where this type of shit shouldn't even be happening no more, but it still happens. And I don't understand why the guys and girls sometimes go through with it. I just don't understand it. I don't give a fuck if it's the dream of your life. Some of this thing is stupid. So that's my biggest gripe with the Apollo gimmick. I don't mind that he's doing the gimmick. That's cool. I just don't see why when he turns into that, he has to be a heel. That's what turns him to a heel. So when Vince heard him do that accent, he said, that's a heel. Why can't he be a baby? I don't know. I just,
It doesn't make
can't get
sense to
over
you.
that type
No,
of
absolutely. And that's
mentality.
fair.
But this match is, it is what it was. The ending of it sucked. I kind of agree with you with the Big E clothing. But I do think Big E has it because that promo he did was
Oh, he's great on the
fantastic
mic. He's fantastic.
that they
Yeah.
showed it in the video package. I think he has the potential. I just think that it's hard to see him in that light because he's been so fucking silly for so long with the New Day. And that's what's been my problem with the New Day for a long time. So we're going to see
Question
what
for you.
happens. But I know the Mania
Right.
match is going to have a stipulation. That's what I'm going to say
Cool.
about that.
Has this is I'll to answer first because I've been thinking about this. Has he taken a blow in WWE? Is it
for years, bro?
Is it me or respected title?
I don't know if any of the secondary belts are. I just think that because there's two world titles, those feel like the two main belts you should worry about. And those two other belts seem like just those two other belts.
Yo,
I think if you took away one of the world titles, if you just made a WWE title or you meshed the Universal with a WWE and they had one title and you fight that through all two brands,
man.
You know, I think there's two tag team champions, there's two world champions.
We're talking
I think
about the
WWE has too
workhorse
much
title.
Belts.
We're talking about one of the greatest titles in all of wrestling, bro. Now it's like it's whatever. You get me? It's like who holds it doesn't mean anything. I'll be honest.
It's too many belts, bro. If they had one world title, the Intercontinental and then the US, maybe.
I can't even answer.
Maybe
I can't even
okay.
I don't have anything to say. You know, I'm thinking about it and it's just like how did this title because you know when I title, bro, I think Ramon Michaels ladder match, right? I think Randy Savage Steamboat WrestleMania, right? I think of Jericho, longest reign. I think The Rock, when he was the Nation of Domination. These great IC champions, you know. I think of also Bret Hart.
Bro, a lot.
Eddie Guerrero.
Eddie Guerrero.
It just bothers me to see where this belt has gone, Isaac. To see, also, I'm not a fan of the remodel. Like, I don't like the way it looks. And the thing is, like, I'm nothing against Big E, nothing against any of those guys, bro. But when I think IC champion, I think Cesaro, right? I think Seth Rollins. I think, you know, AJ Styles. Like, these are workhorses, right? These are guys that I don't care what show you put them on. They're going to give you a show and you're going to leave home happy. Jeff Hardy, right? Triple H. Like, these are all guys that held the belt. And, you know, for crying out loud, but the belt headlined under a crowd of over 70,000 people in Wembley Stadium when Bret Hart and British Bulldog went at it. And this is where the bell has gone. This is what it's come to, Isaac. Where we're not even talking about the IC title co-headline in WrestleMania. You get me? We're just putting it on whatever. Like, I have a problem with that as a fan. It's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's too many. My only answer to that is just, it's too
many.
But
am I wrong
titles.
For feeling that way, Isaac? Though.
No, not at all. Because you have a what's the word I'm looking for? A very valid point because the belts are oversaturated, so every secondary title gets played out. You know what I mean? So they don't pay no attention.
No,
bro. I don't know.
It's bad. I mean. Just to keep moving along, another match that I didn't want to pay any attention to was the Strowman versus Elias match. Like, it's like, how many times do we have to see Shane McMahon in a WrestleMania match? Like, how many times?
Hey, man, it's going to happen. Because now with certain people not being able to show up, like Undertaker retiring, they're going to try to find new spectacles. And Shane jumping off something really high is going to be one of those things. There's no more streak. It's just going to be Shane either falling off something or dropping that elbow off of something really high. That's what Shane is for WrestleMania. I don't even think Vince gives a fuck about his own son no more. As long as Shane could come through and fall from something
or
really high.
Or something.
This whole thing was ridiculous. First of all, they start this off with Shane training. Earlier today, Shane was training and And he gives this, like, this knee, he falls, and his knee's hurt, right? Well, thank God, right? You think, because, fuck, I don't want to see Shane fight. So, I really dodged the bullet on that one. But, nah, we don't dodge no bullet. They shoot a whole clip at us at the next shit, because then they start the thing off with Elias, right? He's doing his little stupid song and dance number, whatever bullshit he does. Shane breaks it to him that he will be taking his place tonight. So not only did we thought we were out of, we thought we were like out of the way of fire, like, oh man, thank God, no Shane. They did the second worst thing to that, and they gave us Elias versus Braun Strowman.
This is bad. This is bad.
Oh, God. This is a shitty match on Raw, bro. I don't want to see this match ever, nowhere, let alone on pay-per-view.
Never. I'm just not a supporter of this.
They've been burying Braun for a long time. I don't know what they need to do to wake Braun back up or to get that train going again. No pun intended, because I know it's when he comes out.
I think it's over, Isaac. That's over.
How can someone that big not be chasing Lashley and Drew McIntyre and stuff? I don't get it.
I mean, it's over, man. It's the buzz that he had from that SummerSlam that I went to, where he threw the table on top of Brock and buried him under that and kind of destroyed Samoa Joe and Roman. Like, that was the biggest, you know, when the feud that he had with Roman, the whole get your hands gimmick where he used to just destroy everybody backstage. Like, this, it's over. It's over. It's over. They changed his look. You know, he cut his hair. Now he looks more like he looks like a character out of Call of Duty. You get me? Like, it just looks like a merc.
Yeah, what he's like, wearing. Just, yeah. I don't mind him shaving his head,
but the gear just doesn't do it for me. It doesn't fit with what you're trying to do. You get me? Like,
oh, it's not. And let me be the first to say, this has not been
his fault. No, not at all. This is all them. Yep.
Them doing a lot of crazy, dumb shit with him. The same way they've had to bury Bray Wyatt and resurface him and resurrect him and bury him and resurrect, because they dropped the ball with so many fucking people. And watching this tonight, I'm cringeworthy. Like, oh my God, cringeworthy. Strowman. And we're still going to get that Mania match, I think, with Strowman and him.
Oh, we are. I think that's the reason why they pulled him from this as a teaser kind of thing, right? Because I think they're still not done building this match up. But, man, it's sad, bro. I'll be honest, man.
Well, listen, fuck these guys. They fuck this, whatever they do with this.
Moving along on the card.
What's next?
This is a match that I saw a couple years ago live at Survivor Series. Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. And for a lot of people, this was a dream match, bro. Like, a lot of people had this circled as a dream match. When I was there in the arena that night, people were excited for this match, bro. And I was excited again to watch it, you know, because I'm like, all right, Shinsuke's back to being Shinsuke, right? Seth can go any night of the week. It was a solid match. It was okay. I think this is building up to him against Cesaro later on. But this is another thing. It's like, you got two arguably probably the best workers on the roster. They have nothing to do at WrestleMania, because they both, like him, Cesaro, like, oh, what are you going to do with these guys? You get me? Like,
they're doing themselves, right?
This is it. Yeah, this is going to be whatever. I think it's going to be Seth against Cesaro at Mania, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with Seth neither, because it's like, what's next for Seth, right? Like, that's the question that I wanted to ask. Is like, this is the first time in a long time that Seth doesn't have a big feud going to Mania. Like, last year, we had a really good feud with KO, which I really, really enjoyed.
No. The year that he steals the belt, when he had that feud with Randy Orton, where it looks like he was doing nothing on the
park. Oh, you're talking about when he flew in the air from the curb stomp and got RKO'd?
Wasn't that the same night he robbed Roman
for the belt. But I'm talking about in the last 2 years, like, he hasn't really had like a...
Yeah. Okay. I'm saying, because he has gone into a Mania where it looked like nothing's happening. So, but this year, really it's nothing. Really nothing, right?
Right. Because last year, he had KO and it was like, okay, whatever. You get me, right? Like, he lost and it was just...
That sucked too, though, bro.
You know, then you give him Ray. He does that with Ray.
Yeah, two years in a year, two,
Right?
3 years in
Like,
a
you see
row,
where
two
I'm
years
going
in a
with
row.
it,
No,
Isaac?
wow.
Like, it's just.
Yeah, you're right. It's trash. I mean, a match with him and Cesaro will be great, but I don't know what it will be for. What for what? What can they build for in three
That should have
shows?
been the IC title match. This is where you
Yeah,
put the IC
something,
title
please.
match. No disrespect to Big E, no disrespect to Apollo Crews. None whatsoever. Very talented guys.
Or put Big E
Or
into this
else I
program.
took the words right out of my mouth. You could have just, why don't you just put the damn belt on the ladder and put four or five guys in it if you don't have anything for anybody at Mania, right? So this is what they should have done if I was booking it. I would have put the belt on the ladder, right? Seth, Cesaro, Shinsuke, Big E, who else? I'm pick. Oh, nah,
That's it, really.
I'm gonna throw in whatchamacallit in there. I'm gonna throw in what's his face? Apollo. I'm gonna throw him in there.
Oh,
Gonna
yeah, okay,
throw.
I can use him.
That's who I would
That's
have
good.
threw into a match instead of just giving me singles match with each individual guy against it. Put the belt on the ladder. Let these guys go for it and see who deserves to be the mid-card title holder. That's it. That's how you solve that issue.
I feel you. I feel you.
That's how you solve the issue. I mean, that's something that's like very, that's something that AEW does very well, right? Like, they, even though that stupid ring that they put, which I hated, that Sonic the Hedgehog ring, which we talked about, you know, they at least put their mid-card guys in a position to still perform and show off what they can do, right? They could have easily scrapped that program and said, we're not giving any of these guys anything. We're just going to keep the program the way it was. But they decided to put Penta. You know, they decided to put Cody. They decided to put Scorpio Sky. And who was it? What's his face? Who was the fifth member? Fourth guy? Was it?
What was in front of the
No,
tag
it was
team
Archer. Sorry. It was
when they
Archer.
acclaim? Oh,
They put them
Archer,
on the, they put them
okay.
on the
Yeah,
match
but
and they showed off what they can do. I feel like that's what WWE should be doing at this point.
if they and I don't know, I don't know because they've done such a drastic thing with the violations that Apollo been doing to Big E, so it's like very what's the word, personal, you know? So I don't know if it, maybe if it was nothing personal going on, they would do something like that, but they have something personal going on. I think they're going to try to make it a gimmick match, one-on-one
Right.
stipulation, you know?
No.
But I do, I would normally, I would agree with that, but they're going to do that with one of the belts. I wouldn't be surprised if they do that shit to Riddle with the United States
Good point,
belt.
Isaac. Good point.
They may do that shit to him because he don't look like he
Got
got
nothing
nothing
going.
going
I got
on.
no steam with that belt at all whatsoever. And it's a beautiful belt. I like that belt.
You thought the IC had nothing going on. The US don't really
No,
got
bro. Both
shit.
belts, both mid-card belts are just like laughable right now. I'm sorry.
No, your man Escobar and NXT got more steam with that
Oh yeah.
cruiserweight belt than they got
No,
with those two
I'm talking
belts.
about the main
Like,
card titles, right? Like,
no,
no, but you're
I know.
right,
I'm just saying
Isaac.
that. But I'm
No,
giving
you're
you an
right. You're
example.
right.
Like that
Got
belt
more
right
steam.
now, Escobar got that. He got that belt feeling more important than those two
Absolutely.
other belts.
Absolutely. Him
Which is
and Devlin. It's
ironic
funny,
because
right?
that was on a
Right.
205 show that no one, yeah, that belt was on a 205 show that no one cared about. That at one point that belt was almost as insignificant as the
Yeah.
24 title, 24 hour
Yeah.
title, whatever, 24/7. And now that to me, that belt seems more important than the US belt and the IC belt. I mean, but Big E, I gotta give him some type of credit because that promo, I'm telling you, was really great. So yeah, not to go back into that stuff, but. Let's see what happens
Right.
with Seth. What
So
was
after
after
this was
this?
the McIntyre against Sheamus match, no holds barred. That was a good match.
It was.
Really good
It was not a
match.
bad match. Not a bad match at
Really,
all.
really good
Not
match. I
a,
mean, both guys put on the show.
normally, if you would have just said this to me with no visual,
Right,
nothing, just like Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus, I'd be like, fuck, I don't want to see
right.
that. But yeah, you know what it is? They're very aggressive. They're very almost equal in size. It seems very early 90s, like these two big guys, muscle guys, just pounding each other with these punches, pause. And yeah, look, it seems like so old school. It's like a, I don't know, like a Lex Luger versus Scott Steiner match.
No, I
Do you
know
know
what
what
you
I
mean.
mean?
Yeah,
Like
yeah, yeah.
not taking anything away from
Muscle
these
versus
guys.
muscle. Yeah.
they're a lot. Not that Steiner wasn't athletic. I mean, he was doing the Steiner, the fucking Hurricane Run off the top rope. Steiner,
remember that?
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like these two muscle guys just super beating athletic the shit out of each other. It was good. It was pretty good. It was probably one of the best matches on the card, to be honest.
I got a question for you. Do you think this match would have been a little bit better if at the end of it, right, when McIntyre got the win, we see Lashley attack him?
Something, because they could have used this just the time, like an extra moment to build mm-hmm. to that match. Then, yeah, because they don't have that much time. It's like only three more or four right. more shows or whatever. Right.
That's why I think that's the only thing I was missing there. That's it.
Yeah, something like that. Some type of appearance from Lashley, at least standing at the right, ramp with
MVP with the belt. That would have been great.
Yeah, just, you know, maybe just observing mm-hmm. and making Drew, mm-hmm. you know, and doing finishing. When Drew finished up Sheamus, he could just be staring at Lashley and they could just do that right. stare off. Then that would have been cool. Something. Then right. what they did, it was just nothing right. happened.
So the most, not the match with the most speculation of the night, right? We went into this match, Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton, right? We were kind of like seeing, in my mind, I'm like, if we don't see The Fiend tonight, when the hell are we going to see him, right? That's the way I think yes. everybody was thinking, like all the diehards. You know, it was like, if we don't see him tonight, like what's going to happen? Because there's been weeks and weeks, Randy's throwing up black goo, you know, out of his mouth.
And he can't fight
and he Alexa. Can't fight Alexa, no right. way.
Right. So what shenanigans are they going to pull off? And I agree with you. This the only way to really out of this was somehow for Fiend to make an appearance, right?
That's yeah, what you were going this is at? This is the only this is what you needed to do. This is what needed to happen. But how do you feel about the Fiend's look? Because that's something that people have been speculating for a while. How do you feel about it?
It reminds me of a scary movie, bro. It reminds me of, like, not that I love it or hate it, but it's just, like, he's, like, this WWE money machine. Like, now they're going to have Funko Pops, like, the Burnt Fiend one. Like, you thought the Fiend one before was exclusive. Now they're going to have Burnt. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, merchandise.
I'm with you.
Of that. He reminds me of, like, when the Bride of Chucky, when they had Chucky mm-hmm. all stitched mm-hmm. up or something, and then for the next couple of movies, that's what Chucky look was mm-hmm. now. Yeah, in that sense, I think that's kind of cool. You know, it reminded me of that, like horror movie. Because what would have been more WWE than him just coming back, like he wasn't
right,
like all with clean right. gear and everything. That's so. This was kind of cool.
I don't like it. I hate it.
I think it's cool for the moment. Now I think if this is how he's gonna go on for the future, then I don't know. But I think to make this appearance like this at the moment, it's cool because it goes with all that supernatural shit that they're doing. So it's almost like right. a zombie came mm-hmm. off the ground. But if this is how he's gonna be even towards WrestleMania. That's going to be weird. The mask looked kind of cool, though, because some of the elements were, like, mm-hmm. melting. So I give it to the creator of that mask to make another version of the mask to make it look like it was burnt.
I'm going to be honest. Like, it looked great. I mean, it didn't look great to me. You get me? Like, I would have preferred the mask to be burnt up. But I just feel like, are you going to have to go with a dark ring to kind of make this work, right? You hear what I'm saying? Like, it's just, are you going to...
They're going to have like a
cinematic match. That's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, they have to go cinematic match. They have to. I don't think they can have a regular match with him looking like that. It just looks like a burnt paper bag. I just don't like it. You know, now, if you would have did the whole match, they can't come back with the whole match burnt up and stuff like that. And they could have did it. Great. I just feel like, is this something that this is just the Fiend going forward now?
Nah, I don't know, bro. But think about it. He was literally laying the ring on fire, bro. He can't come back looking.
No, I'm talking about the mask.
Yeah, but everything, he's all burnt. He looks like a fucking, like a zombie. I'm sorry, like he came out of a grave. So he could just be looking like that for right now.
That's all I'm worried about. It's just how long are they gonna? Is this just gonna be him moving forward or just now?
I don't know, man. Remember, you got to remember, Bray Wyatt goes through all types of. At this point, we can't get used to anything he does because he could switch
no,
it
right,
up.
Right. Wasn't it?
In that way,
it's wasn't cool it?
In a sense. But I could see why
right,
you'd
but
not
wasn't
like
it
him.
Tom Savini that has something to do with making this mask, right?
The famous mask creator, the famous effects dude. I think so. They must have hired him again to make a burnt version. I can't imagine them actually burning it and saying and getting that cool effect that they got today, where it's like kind of
right.
drippy on one
But I
side.
agree with you.
I think
they're gonna make a lot of money off this.
Hell yeah, they're gonna make it. If they
Yeah,
do it right,
they're gonna make a lot of money, Isaac. A lot of money off this.
there's gonna be the burnt fiend, like little
Yeah,
zombie toys
yeah,
and all that
yeah.
shit.
They're gonna do, you know, and he's a money machine right now. You get me? Like, it's just everything he does.
But I really did like that, the hand coming out. It reminded me of like Undertaker,
I
old
like
school.
that. That I did like. Yes.
When he pulled what was it? He pulled Diesel down into the ring.
That was really cool.
I thought that was cool. I thought that Alexa Bliss was in that position for the pin. Oh, a little too long.
How do you see that?
If no one understands what I'm saying, go back and watch it.
I gotta go back and watch that part.
That pin that she gave Randy Orton, that position she was in, was just a little too long.
I gotta watch it.
Little
I gotta watch
weird.
that. But overall,
Randy,
it was what we thought it was, right?
it was, but it was. It had to have been some type of silly. I mean, you know, something happened because he can't actually fight this girl. The light falls. He's coughing up blood. She was fucking throwing fireballs at him, Liu Kang style, straight Ryu Hadouken. I thought that was crazy. I don't know how they did this. This whole segment must have been pre-recorded, like crazy.
I got a question for you, Isaac.
Wow.
What's next after The Fiend and Randy? Who would you give The Fiend next? Because that's where I'm at right now at this point. It's like, what's next? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's who I think. But I just I don't
right?
know.
That's the million dollar question,
they
right?
Have to do something. I hope he should turn Braun into like a giant zombie henchman, so Braun could be with him or something. Because Braun got nothing going on right now. He's running around like a fucking G.I. Joe toy soldier gear on. He thinks he's in Call of Duty. He look wild. So give him something to do.
Man,
you know.
No, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. But jumping into the main event of the night.
Oh, jumping in with a flying headbutt, Daniel Bryan.
Roman
style.
Reigns, Daniel Bryan. If Daniel wins, he wins the title and he gets to go to WrestleMania against Edge. I can't see this match not being a triple threat.
I think they're going for a triple threat, dude.
I think that's what it's gonna be.
And I don't you know, normally I like triple threats, but I don't know. I'm not crazy about them at WrestleMania, even though the Triple H, Chris Benoit, HBK wasn't bad. And that's the only one. Batista, Triple H, and
that was
Daniel
really
Bryan.
good.
That was pretty
what was
good.
Was it Randy Batista?
Not saying these.
And Daniel Bryan? That's what it was, right?
Was it Randy? I thought it was Triple H. Oh, no, Triple H
was
the
first
match for Daniel
so
Bryan.
So it was Randy Batista.
Match. Yeah, it was Randy, you're right, and Daniel Bryan.
What are your thoughts, brother?
Not saying that wouldn't be a good match, Daniel Bryan, Edge, and Reigns. I don't know. I would be fine with just seeing Daniel Bryan versus Jey Uso.
Okay.
In a match, but they already kind of did one on
the
SmackDown
match.
A few times, so that kind of takes the thunder out there with whatever they can do. Because Jey Uso has to have a single match at Mania. There's two nights.
I don't know. I mean, Edge hitting him with the chair. They have to go that way. You get what I'm saying?
But it's either the two ways. There's only two ways for Daniel Bryan for WrestleMania. It's either he's in a triple threat match or he's fighting Jay, what
Right.
else can he do?
But why? I don't understand. Like, I don't,
Right?
Isaac, the thing that I don't understand is why does he deserve a shot at WrestleMania, a title match? Why?
Because your man Edge violated him tonight.
Yeah, I
That's how they're
know.
gonna
But
play
before
it
that,
out.
you get what I'm saying? I'm just going off like, I just don't, I just, I would have been happy with just Edge and Roman.
Most people
You
would.
know?
Nothing against Daniel Bryan, because I'm sure, like
Oh, I
myself, you
love
love him
DB.
too.
Yeah, I
He's
love DB. He's
great.
awesome. But I just don't, for the first time, I'm just against it. You get me? Like, I'm just not, I don't see why this needs to be a triple threat for the title. And if, say, if it is a triple threat, who wins the match? You keep it on Roman?
I hope so, but I think maybe Edge. I think that if Daniel Bryan is in this match, right, then he's definitely losing. But I think the key reason they'll put him in this match is because it's his last WrestleMania, period.
Good call. I didn't think of it.
So that they may want to just honor him for being such a loyal, coming back from a neck thing, always being loyal, being a good employee. Maybe they'll pay
So you
him
think this is
back
it,
when,
huh?
maybe it's his last official year. Maybe somewhere before the next WrestleMania, he'll retire, at least from WWE. Maybe not
Right,
from
right.
wrestling, but maybe from WWE. I can see that, because didn't something happen where he almost something came out like a couple of hours ago or yesterday, or something about Daniel Bryan going into the Hall of Fame, and then that they took down. Did you
Well,
see
all
something about that
I
or
haven't seen
no?
anything about that, Isaac. What I've seen is Batista not in the Hall of Fame.
Right, they took him out, but I can see Daniel Bryan going into the Hall of Fame next year.
That's possible, absolutely. That's 100% possible.
Because if he retires during the year before the next WrestleMania, I can see it
And
happen.
let me tell you,
I
well
personally think,
deserved
because
too.
he, remember, he said it in one of the promos of recent. He said something about his last wrestling. This may be my last shot at WrestleMania.
Man, I didn't think of it that way.
Because think about it. Even that's what he was saying. Like, this may be my shot at WrestleMania as a main eventer, because I don't think Daniel Bryan next year is going to be have potential to be a main eventer. So what he's going to do, be in the middle of the card, I don't think that's good enough for him, on a personal level. I think he knows that, and he knows this is his last year, probably hot on top, or that WWE is going to put effort in making him hot on top. Not that he can't do it on himself, but that's how just the machine works. This is the last year that they're going to pay attention to him, and he knows that. And he's like, "Yo, all right, this is going to be my last WrestleMania. I'm out. I'm giving them the heads up." And now they made me feeling like, "Yo, we're going to honor him by giving him." That's the only reason I could see him being in that third match. I mean, in a triple threat.
That's a good
That's
point.
it. Other than that, Edge hitting him with the chair and stuff, story wise, that may be the way they'll play it in. But regardless, I think we both know if you put him in that match, it's gonna be a crazy match.
Yeah, if this is last, I mean, he's gonna go all out. They're all gonna go all out. They're gonna go all out.
Edge, Roman Reigns, and Daniel Bryan, those are like three totally different styles. So you're gonna see some cool stuff in there, and it could be a way to hide Edge. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Edge kind of could, but this may be a way to hide Edge's flaws of being his age. I don't know. Putting him in a triple threat.
It could be. You know, or keeping him healthy too. You know, he doesn't have to take as many bumps, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So. I don't know. I necessarily do not want to see Edge with the belt. I don't, and I kind of just want to see Daniel. I kind of see Roman Reigns just hold on to it as long as
Same.
possible.
Same. There's been nobody hotter.
I don't see any of those two guys deserving that belt more than Roman Reigns right
No,
now. He's
Roman's
killing
crushing
it.
it as a heel is unbelievably well that he's performing as a heel. I don't think the belt should come off Roman at all. I don't think any babyface right now has the potential to take it off him and ride with the belt the way he's been with Heyman. It's just should not happen at all.
Nah, I think if they plan on taking off, they should try to hold it till SummerSlam.
Who would take it off him?
If they could. I don't know, but I'm sure between that time period they could figure something out. You know what I mean? But something worth having, because by then, I think that you know, having people inside SummerSlam is like their big, their
Their
third or
second.
second
It's their
biggest
second,
show.
right?
So, right, and then Royal Rumble, right? So, yeah, I think that's a long enough time. I mean, I would want them to hold it even longer, but I could see them dropping it. That's how WWE rolls. So maybe SummerSlam, and there'll be more people, and it's hotter, and they could do an outside event and make a spectacle out of it. You know, I doubt it'll be The Rock, but somebody.
Man, I would love, I
Somebody.
would. I mean, hopefully by that point we'll have Adam Cole on the roster. You get me? We'll have a few people up.
If Adam Cole
I
don't get
hope not.
buried.
Oh, please. Oh my God, bro. I've been thinking about that for a long time, Isaac. It's just like, please, I hope that just none of these things go to fruition and don't happen. You know?
They better play that video of him beating Daniel Bryan
On
on
SmackDown.
that. Yeah, they better play that shit as much as possible to remind people that he did that and he looked good doing it.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
I don't know, but yeah, as far as this thing goes, the pay-per-view was really not that good because it just feels like a this weird little pocket we have to go in until WrestleMania when everything should just be focused on Mania. So I wasn't that impressed with this thing at all. Maybe there was two good matches, if that. Kind of just not fun. It's kind of just boring, really.
Yeah, it wasn't. I agree. I don't think it lived up to the hype that they put behind it. I think it could have been a lot better than what it was. I don't think it made any amazing strides to get people super excited for Mania. You get me? I think we still got to tune in the next couple of weeks to Raw and SmackDown to see all this play out to get to Mania. But I'm with you, Isaac. I would have wanted to see a lot more in regards to building new storylines.
I think the one that probably benefited the most, well, the Daniel Bryan, Edge, and Roman Reigns thing is kind of in limbo, but in a good limbo, because I guess they kind of left people on the edge of their seat. And the other one I think that benefited the most because it's been throwing people off and it's been kind of weird is finally the Fiend's back. So that's an answer that we know. We for surely know that Orton and I mean, everyone kind of had it. The writing was on the wall, but this is like a guarantee now. That's where they're going. That, you know, the next three shows, is going to be the Fiend is going to be in it, I guess. So he's going to be a part of pushing this match at Mania between Orton and him. And I'm happy. For that, I would say that storyline got the most oomph
Same.
to
Yeah,
me.
I agree. I think that storyline and the other storyline that I kind of liked a lot was the Drew McIntyre kind of defeating Sheamus. I just think this kind of showed off him being game ready, meaning he's gonna do whatever it takes to get that world title back, even if it means putting his body on the line. You get me? You know, I think that,
I don't even want him to
yeah.
win. Oh, I'm
No,
sorry,
it's all
cut you
right.
off, bro.
But I just think it's, you know, it just shows off that McIntyre's obsessed with getting that belt back, and whatever he's got to do in that match, he's gonna do, even if it means putting his body on the line. But I think at the end of that, McIntyre, he's not gonna get the title back. I think Bobby should take that belt for a good little run and see how it goes, because I think eventually the big money match for Bobby is gonna be maybe around SummerSlam time, if we can get Bobby and
Oh
Brock.
yeah. Good
That'd
point,
be
bro.
that'd be a good thing, but that's my pick overall. But overall, what at least we got some good wrestling, right? We got to kill a little bit of time, and we were able to kind of speculate here together to see what's going to happen at WrestleMania, and then we get to do this all over again next week. And hopefully, once WrestleMania hits those 2 nights, we can give our opinions and our thoughts on the whole week. What do you think?
For sure.
Absolutely,
For
brother.
sure. I can't wait. I'm excited for
Absolutely,
that.
brother. But any shout outs, Isaac? Anything you want to say, brother, to anybody out there?
Nothing in particular. Stay tuned with us. We're going to be covering these shows. Everybody stay blessed. Wash your hands. Wear your mask.
Absolutely. Best way. I'm gonna leave it at that. Thank you for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week. Peace out, my brother.